Hi, this is Michelle Cheng from the Quad. I'm interviewing today
Ina Sulkay.
So, Ina, tell us the school you go to and your class year.
I'm a freshman and I'm a class of 2017. I go in College of Arts and Science.
And can you tell us what country you're from?
I'm from Albania, which is found in Balkan near Greece.
How did you hear about the Boston Marathon bombing?
Well, yeah, at first, like my aunt that lives in here, not exactly here, but in Salem, she called us and she was like telling us what had happened in Boston during the time the marathon was happening. She was like telling, she was like saying to us like these two people were like put the bombs under and many people they had died and there was a lot of it was very messy and there people were screaming and crying and so on. And after that we saw by ourselves in TV, like they were showing exactly what was happening, like the bomb exploding at the time people parts being distributed in the in the road and so on, and then you could see the police trying to evacuate everybody and the ambulance trying to save as many people as possible. Like it was very, very tragic when we saw it on TV. It was very wow. We said like it was like 9/11 again from the beginning.
So what you saw on TV was similar to what your aunt was saying to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, in some ways, yeah, she was saying like the same thing.
But what did your parents think about it?
At first, my dad was the most hysterical one. He was like saying, no, 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 this is too much. How can I bring you there? No, you're going to be alone. And how do you know if the marathon is not going to happen again? Or the bombing, it's happened like twice right now. And is like America is just too dangerous for you? My mom was like at first scared too, but then she said, well, you see it here. In here, it happens the same thing. Here, the same thing happens in my counties near me, like Serbia or like everywhere. It's like happening everywhere. It's not like it's just Boston that is facing such terrible things. It's just Boston's always higher, you know, magnitude of misfortune.
Did it influence you in any way to coming to BU?
To tell the truth, it's not like at first it didn't get me scared, but it didn't influence me in a bad way, like to decide not to come here at all. Because I was thinking, what's the even point? It happened. It was just in the past now. No matter how much I stayed back, I didn't come in here, something bad may happen again, you know? So even in my county, bad things happen. And we cannot live in fear in your county. So what even in here, what's the point in living in fear, not coming, not deciding to come? Just because, take an example of this, during the time I was back home, it came out that some people were stealing girls' jewelry and women's jewelry, and some of them even went to drastic measure and kill this woman just to steal the golden chain from her neck. Now, and what happened was like every girl that was going out, especially my mom, they were like hiding the jewelry from in the streets because you didn't know when somebody would come and steal them from you. So it was pretty bad and people started reacting to these drastic things. And in some way, I think that people who lived in here may have reacted the same way, you know, trying to take measures to protect themselves, their families, their children. Yeah. So I think me, myself, I would have reacted in a different way. As we reacted in my country with the people stealing our jewelry, I may have reacted the same way in here in some ways. I would want to protect myself, not go out so much and so on. If you believe that you are going to, well, let's say, what happens will happen. It's like I don't determine when I'm going to die. If death is going to come for me, it's going to come, for God's sake. Yeah. It may come in my bed, it may come with a heart attack, it may come in a different way. It's just luck. No matter where you are, with who you are with, or who you are pertaining to, something can happen. That's why I think I want to participate in the marathon this time. I don't know, I may even go participate or go watch, it depends if I have a stamina for it. But I think that my roommate, she's coming with me, she promised me so.
Oh, it's nice to know.
Yeah, it's very nice to know that she's like very, she doesn't live in fear at all.